death of the saloon owner. I don't know if I should explain that. I mean, so we play a game, my family and some of my friends frequently. We're called Poetry Game, and everyone who plays the game has to put a word in, or has to say a word, and we all have pencil and paper, and we have to write down all those words, and then we all have to write a poem using those words in the poem. And different poems come out from everyone, even though we use the same, those same key words are in the poem. And this is one of the game poems. Death of the Saloon Owner. It accounts for some of the funny words in it. When he died, those death-provoking China doll blueberries in his eye sockets shrank behind wrinkled wax, and his big heart went beep and bang when everybody's spinal cord when they emptied their glasses, and not even the picture of James Garfield on a plate above the mirror back of the bar could call back the Percheron-pounding, gray-dragging horsepower of his arteries. And all along the main line of Center Street in Union City, Idaho, they hung out wreaths and cotton batting dipped in lamp black, and Ada May Moe, the constable's wife, stuck a crow's feather in the band of her very best hat and marched with the girls from the Emporium.